It could have been worse on Wall Street. In fact, it was. Marketing your mother and a new airport near the Everglades has a hard time taking off.
The vastness and the freedom and the tranquility, you know, is something to behold. Maybe not everybody appreciates it, but it certainly should be preserved as far as possible.
This is Marketplace.
Marketplace is produced by the University of Southern California for Public Radio International.
6 years ago this month, the country's most costly storm ever, Hurricane Andrew, put Homestead, Florida on the map for all the wrong reasons. Homestead was located smack dab in the middle of the hurricane's path of destruction. Now the town's at the center of another storm. Efforts to revitalize the town's shattered economy by converting the old Air Force base have pitted environmentalists against city officials. Donna Green Townsend reports.
6 years ago, Hurricane Andrew decimated the city of Homestead, Florida, along with the nearby Homestead Air Force Base. The after effects of Andrew aren't visible on downtown's Chrome Avenue anymore, but locals say traffic is thinner because somewhere between 8 and 11,000 jobs have disappeared since the federal government decided not to rebuild the shattered Air Force Base. Retired Air Force veteran Michael Richardson is also vice president for the First National Bank of Homestead. He says without the base, Homestead has lost $400 million a year and its middle class.
We transitioned from a community that paid with checks to a community that lives on a cash basis. What we've seen in the wake of the hurricane and what, you know, the community sees is we've lost that middle class pool of jobs, that middle class group of people that were associated with the base.
It wasn't supposed to happen like this. First George Bush and then Bill Clinton promised to make the conversion of the old Homestead Air Force Base a national model, one that would make the new civilian-run base the engine of the town's rebirth. The plan was to retrofit Homestead into a commercial airport to help with overflow from Miami International. But there's a problem. The airport site sits directly adjacent to two national parks. That's right, not just one, but two national parks. Everglades National Park sits about 10 miles away from the old air base. Biscayne National Park is even closer, just 2 miles away. And tourists say they don't come to national parks to hear jet noise.
The vastness and the freedom and the tranquility, you know, is something to behold. Maybe not everybody appreciates it, but it certainly should be preserved as far as possible.
You got a local economy and they need to keep that going, but you got to sort of find a happy medium between the two of them.
The beauty of the Everglades is very subtle, and the peace and the quiet is part of an important part of it. If you had airplanes flying over, I think it would really destroy a lot of the beauty.
Homestead Mayor Steve Shiver says this plan only calls for Homestead to take some pressure off Miami's airport, not to become South Florida's second major hub.
And we're not talking in phase one development. Let me touch on this. We are not talking about another JFK.
But Don Barger with the National Parks and Conservation Association, which successfully fought the Glen Canyon Airport, says he doesn't believe the developers who say they'll only put in a one runway operation.
Unfortunately, airports are just like landfills. Once you get the first cell in, you know where the next cell is going to go. There are proposals out there. There are maps out there that have shown the second runway.
Homestead's leaders point out that airport noise is nothing new in the Everglades and Biscayne National Park. For half a century, there was the roar of planes from the Air Force Base, and even today, air traffic from Miami International is audible overhead. Everglades National Park Superintendent Richard Ring.
When I was in at Long Pine Key Campground in our amphitheater talking to 200 members of Leadership Miami, we had an F-16 come in just above treetop level and it blotted everybody out for about 15 seconds.
But that's exactly the point, say Homestead's civic leaders. It's not like the base was ever a garden spot, says Mayor Steve Shiver.
I mean, we're talking about a facility that was actually an Air Force base for over 50 years. This is not pristine land. This is not undeveloped property.
The question is, aesthetics aside, does jet noise really damage the environment?
I have a number of parents that hang around the boat or follow the boat.
Lewis Walmer doesn't think so. Perhaps not surprisingly, since Wammer has been running airboat tours of the Everglades for 15 years.
You were just on an airboat with me, which was loud to you, I'm sure. Did you notice how the birds are right there and simply just move out of the way if I'm going fast? They go right back to the same spot. They're not bothered by noise. It's people who are bothered by noise.
But Biscayne National Park Superintendent Dick Frost wants proof.
The military jets made tremendous noise. It's possible that we might have had another several hundred thousand tourists visit if there hadn't been noise. It's possible that we might have had a healthy breeding colony of shorebirds if we hadn't had noise. We don't know that, though, because nobody ever studied it.
Late last year, about a dozen environmental organizations won a battle to require the Air Force and the Federal Aviation Administration to study development, water runoff, and noise from a new airport. The environmental impact statement is expected to take another year. Mayor Steve Shiver says he's tired of waiting. A deal is a deal.
It's been 5 years. We've had President Bush and also President Clinton come into this community and claim to want to make the reuse of Homestead Air Force Base a model reuse. It is now 1998, and nothing has happened. That's frustrating. That's very frustrating.
Homestead has become a national case study instead of a national model. And the odds are plans to rebuild the town's middle class will be circling to land for a long time. From Homestead, Florida, I'm Donna Green Townsend for Marketplace.